services Earth and Sky. You won't feel a shock. In fact, it takes a special instrument to detect the electric pulses made by a group of fish known as weakly electric fish.
Unlike eels, which zap their prey with electricity, weakly electric fish use electricity to navigate and locate objects and other fish. Harold Zakin studies them at the University of Texas at Austin.
Each species has a different pattern. Each of the sexes within a species and each individual, if they approached another fish, they could detect its discharge and determine what species, sex, and individual it was. If it was a member of their own species, they might even recognize it.
The electrical pulses of these fish might provide some insight into the workings of the human brain. That's because human brains also work electrically. But electrical discharges made by fish are easier to study than the electricity in the brain.
You always have to crack the brain and stick an electrode in. Here, the animals just emit these signals, and we can watch these changes and infer what's going on in the membranes of their cells just from their behavior.
There's more about electric fish and human brains at today's show at earthsky.org. Thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.